this is something I was really hesitant to talk about. I was thinking about tackling this later down the line, hopefully after I experienced this more. But the more I pushed it back, the more I felt like talking about it. So in the future, there's most likely going to be a part two to this. I'm just going to put this here as a disclaimer. Everything I'm about to say is my own personal opinion. Personal opinion. I tell my friends all the time, don't say I love you if you don't mean it. Love is a powerful thing, not to be taken lightly. It can change the way you think and the way you act for the better. Well, in a healthy case, it should. I've seen a few of my friends walk into a relationship goofy, loving, and charismatic and walk out cold, bitter, and broken. It's like everything positive about them got sucked out. When you step into a relationship, you reveal yourself to your partner. Everything about you is on the table, and they can build you up or toss you down. The product of love should be happiness. In nature, there are three types of relationship. Mutualism, in which all parties get what they want. Commensalism, where one party benefits and the other is unaffected. And parasitism, where one party benefits and the other is harmed. Everyone should be getting what they want. Because what's the point of being together if you're both not getting something back? Toxic relationships are sometimes the result of love not being equally distributed. Sometimes one partner loves the other way more than the other loves them back. Sometimes a relationship can't be 50-50, but you should try as hard as you can to get it as close as possible. If one person is putting in 90% of the work while the other person lazes around with the 10%, then they might as well just date themselves. Romantic movies make love more glamorous than it actually is. Don't get my words twisted. It can be a marvelous thing, but the way that these movies and shows create it makes it seem almost like magic. You know the saying, all the same in love and war? They say that for a reason. Love will have you tired. Love will have you stressed out. Love will have you will be on your mind all day. Love can hurt. Love can change you. These rom-coms make love too perfect. People don't randomly click like that. Falling in love and staying in love is a roller coaster of ups and downs. It takes time, and not everybody is compatible with each other. I see a lot of people in one-sided relationships all the time, but they're blind to the one-sidedness. I believe that someone's love shouldn't be used as a key card to get things. You got people that say stuff like, oh, if you love me, you'll do this. Or, I guess you don't love me since you won't let me do this. This is my personal hot take. If someone does that to you, they don't love you. Nobody should use your affection for them as a tool to get what they want. Anyone who will weaponize a person's love is a monster, and they themselves do not deserve anyone's love. Why do you think some of these torture methods that we have involve watching another one's loved ones get hurt? I'm about to spoil something for the anime called Tokyo Ghoul, so be warned. There's a scene at the end of the first season where the main character is getting tortured, but he's still holding on, so the torturer brings the two people. The guy says he's going to kill one of the two people, and he wants the main character to choose who. The main character then starts to freak out, especially after it's revealed that the two people are in a relationship together. The guy of the relationship starts to plead with the main character and get him to pick the boyfriend so that his girlfriend will survive. But the main character takes too long and the torturer kills the girlfriend. The shock of losing his loved one caused the boyfriend to snap and he died as well. So, seeing someone you love get hurt hurts us as well. Another spoiler for the movie Django Unchained. Django, the main character, has a flashback to when he was enslaved at a plantation where he watched his wife get whipped for something he did. This is actually a common tactic slave owners implemented to demoralize slaves and make them more obedient. Seeing someone you love hurt breaks you. Love is a strange thing, but it has a hold on everyone. It's a primal thing. Animals fall in love just like humans. It's just nature. But like I said, it's a strong force that moves us. Love can make us do things we would never do otherwise. Also, I know I haven't said anything about it yet, but for me, cheating is the ultimate deal breaker. If you claim to love someone, but yet you're willing to cheat on them, then you were lying the whole time. And yes, cheating is something you willingly go through. it's a multi-part process you have to agree to. I understand that some relationships can survive through it all and come out stronger. But for me, I don't care if we're married and have kids. If you cheat on me, we're done. And usually these same relationships, the cheating was caused by intoxication, which I guess is more acceptable, kind of. But that's just my way of thinking about it. I don't want anyone doing anything because I said it. Speaking of cheating, there's been some sort of romanticization about stepping outside your marriage and relationship and spending time with another person. I'm not talking about open relationships. I'm talking about how everyone and their mama is talking about having a side chick or a side dude. Y'all are too damn old for this. If you want to be single, just be single. Stop wasting that person's time. But let me know what you think. And until next time, peace.